Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast series has been called documentaries that define what a podcast can be, and a new season, season number 4, available now. 5 all-new audio documentaries featuring compelling stories from the world of sports and beyond, captivating storytelling that explores how sports, competition, athleticism, and adventure affect our lives and our world. Jody Afrigan is host and senior producer of 30 for 30 podcast, responsible for 2 seasons of original audio documentaries each year, also hosting conversations with filmmakers and others in between seasons. Jody has also developed the 538 political podcast he continues to host, report, and edit. He was host of What's the Point, a show about how data affects our lives. Prior to ESPN, Jody was a producer at WNBC or WNYC Radio, where he worked on a number of shows. Jody Afrigan, host, senior producer, ESPN 30 for 30 podcast, now available season 4, joining us on This Week in America. Jody, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Rick, and thanks for going deep into the bio. Man, that was my whole career just flashed before my eyes.
Well, and we get to see it every time we listen to one of the 30 for 30 podcasts, or 538 as well. You know, and I thought the podcast, many think of a podcast as a couple of people sitting around talking. 30 for 30 podcast, so much more. Actually, these are audio documentaries, aren't they?
Yeah, and I mean, look, I love podcasts that are two people sitting around talking. Some of my favorite shows are that, but this is really something different. And I think, you know, in our little way, we're trying to figure out what are the ways that we can push this medium to new places. And one of them is to do these sports documentaries, as you said, that are really in the spirit of the 30 for 30 film series. I mean, 30 for 30 is a film series, which I think most people know, has been going for 10 years now from ESPN, and has told, you know, some of the best, has made some of the best documentaries, I think, period, not just sports documentaries. And so we're really now in the last couple years trying to do justice to that. We've been brought on board. We're doing audio documentaries. These are original stories. These are not retreads of the films or anything. And it's really cool because we're set up now where an idea comes in, a topic comes in, and we can say, what is the best way to tell this story? Is it a film? Is it a short film? Is it a podcast? Is it some combination of the two, which we're going to do more and more of? So it's just another way to try and find a way to tell these kinds of great sports stories.
It's interesting when you think about it. I'm sure there have been stories that you've talked about for 30 for 30 for the film series, and you realize we just don't have enough video to make it happen. Suddenly now you've got a new venue, don't you, for those, because you can do audio and really come up with an outstanding audio presentation.
Yes, that's exactly right. So there's a lot of challenges when you're trying to make a film about, do we have the footage? And so we now have another way to get into those types of stories when we don't have that footage, because audio, and also, you know, I think audio can be a little more intimate. You can sort of linger in smaller moments. You can be a little more emotional. And so we're learning a lot of lessons about not just which stories we can tell in each medium, but when we decide to tell a story in one medium versus the other, what that approach needs to be. And with audio, we really are trying to find those moments where we can get intimate and we can take people behind the scenes and get people to open up in a way that maybe they haven't heard before, which frankly, when you're talking about sports, I think is often new. A lot of pro athletes we're not seeing them when they're on TV or when they're in a film kind of talking a little more in depth about their emotional lives and about what's going on, you know, in these critical moments. And with audio, I think we've been able to really push them in that way. And so it's just opened up a whole new world for us to tell different kinds of stories.
You talk about new lenses on familiar topics. This season, we get to see that with several stories that we think we're familiar with, like Jose Canseco, for example. We think we know the Jose Canseco story, but yet there's more to talk about that, because suddenly we get to learn a whole lot more behind the scenes with this revenge factor that Canseco was going through.
Yeah, so I mean, this is our take on the Jose Canseco story, and I think from the beginning we said we don't want to try and take a huge swing and tell the full Jose Canseco story or totally try and understand this person, or even, you know, the whole steroids and baseball story. What we want to do, and this is a very 30 for 30 thing, is take a small lens on a big story. It's almost like the bigger the story, the smaller our our approach. And so here we said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to look at this book that Jose Canseco wrote in 2005 called Juiced. It was published by Regan Books, which is a kind of salacious book publisher. They made kind of trashy books that went on the shelves at airports and so forth, really fun to read, but kind of not taken very seriously. He wrote this book, and in it, he names a ton of names, and he's the first one to not just admit to using steroids, but talk about other players who took them and who he turned on to steroids. Well, it turns out this book ends up basically exposing a whole world that was an open secret up until this point. The book ends up sparking congressional hearings. There's hearings, as you remember, in Congress in 2005, where they're talking about what's in this book. And so it's just an interesting lens on this huge topic. And as you hinted at, we're trying to understand what his motivation is. And Jose Canseco is a very complicated, very problematic character. He's all over the place, and he's writing this book, and he's kind of going back and forth between very petty grievances. You know, he just wants to get revenge on people who didn't take him at the end of his career and cut him from teams. But then at the same time, he kind of does understand that what he's doing is huge and is going to basically bring down baseball and some of the biggest names in baseball. And so it's just this very complicated, very human side of this story that, as you said, we think we know, but all of a sudden we're kind of trying to illuminate a different side to it.
That's one of the five new stories that you'll hear podcast, ESPN 30 for 30 podcast, back for season four. Website 30for30podcast.com. Jody Ivergren, the host, senior producer, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. It's interesting, as I'm reading about this, what you always have a number of stories in the pipeline. So you have that flexibility.
Oh, yeah.
For example, last season you decided this one you were doing on Bikram yoga. This really was an entire season, so you have that flexibility because you have the resources to have multiple stories developing all at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of our big goals, is just at some fundamental level, it's how can we do justice to this story? And so when we encounter a story like that Bikram yoga story, which I know some people will say, wait a minute, you know, is this sports? Is this sports adjacent? Why is 30 for 30 telling a Bikram yoga story? But we really felt like this story was deserved time. And so we turned it was going to be one episode for our second season. We turned it into the entirety of our third season. And we're really proud of the fact that we told this multi-part story that talks about the rise of fitness in America, the rise of yoga in America, but also the person at the heart of it who amassed an incredible amount of wealth and power and fame, and then abused that wealth and power and fame, and, you know, sexually assaulted a number of his followers. And so it's this story that feels like it's speaking to this moment, speaking to sports, speaking to culture, and that's really always been the 30 for 30 goal, is to tell stories that have a larger impact and feel like they're teaching us something about not just sports, but kind of, you know, the world we live in.
Being involved in 30 for 30 podcast now, do you look at sports in through a different lens now? Are you always looking for that little story behind the story? Maybe there's a nugget there that we can develop.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is funny. You live these two sides. I mean, I think a lot of us are this way, right? We like sports as we're watching it, but then we're also, especially now being a sports fan, it's so connected to the other parts of our lives, and so we're inevitably thinking about the big themes and the behind the scenes and some of the, you know, larger societal implications. But yeah, there's times when I see something happen and I like pull out my phone and I set a, you know, a 5-year calendar reminder and say, okay, 5 years from now, let's come back and do that, you know? But I also still, you know, love watching sports. And frankly, I mean, I've always found sports to be a place to not just enjoy what you see, but to help you think through some of the other parts of our lives. So I think working for 30 for 30 has only kind of enhanced my belief that sports are just a great way to get at some of these bigger ideas.
Some great stories. Ricky Won't Quit. Ricky Henderson won't leave baseball. Yeah. Fascinating story there. You talk about Six Who Sat, how what happened in the 1972 New York City Marathon resonates today with women and sports. You'll find all of this at 30for30podcast.com, ESPN 30 for 30 Podcast, back for its fourth season. Host, senior producer Jody Ivergren with us on This Week in America. Jody, thank you for being with us on the program. We'll be listening for season four. Thanks for joining us.
I really appreciate it, Rick.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.